Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. You're welcome to today's podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been an amazing journey thus far through the book of Luke, and we've done about four different chapters. All right, we're going straight to Luke chapter 5, and my prayer this morning is that the entrance of God's word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. So it was as the multitude pressed about to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then, don't forget the word nets, plural nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Let down your nets, the plural nets, for a catch. Well, the first lesson I want us to pick is the fact that these guys have been struggling. You know, because Simon said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing." You see, they have struggled all night, but he was still willing to let his boat to be used by Jesus. It is a simple lesson. Whatever it is you have, just give it to Jesus. You know, I tell my wife and the people I'm privileged to talk to this thing, that if something is not enough, give it to God. You are going to get it back in return. It is not business. It is the principle of God's word. Whatever it is you release to God, you are definitely going to get the reward. There is nothing that is lost on God. Give it to God, you are going to get it back in return. Now, it's not just about your boat. It's not just about your money. Your time. Give your time to God. Give your energy. Give your skills. Give your talent to God. Don't just use your talent to put food on your table. It's not just about putting food on your table. Whatever it is that God has put in your hands, use it to the glory of God. You are definitely going to get a reward. Imagine if Simon had not released his boat that day. He would have lost that abundance that he had. You know, but remember something. I said you should not forget the word nets. Jesus says to him, "Let down your nets for a catch." But because the faith of Simon was not so strong, he said in verse 5, he answered to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." So, if he had let down the nets, the plural net, he wouldn't have had a problem. But this guy, his faith was not so strong enough that he felt, well, let me see what's going to happen. Let me just let down one net. And then at the end of the day, verse 6, and when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net, did you see that? Their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in order to help them. And then they came and filled the boat so that they began to sink. You see? So sometimes, you know, our faith is not just strong. When God is saying something to us, we are like, what God is saying, does it really make sense? Maybe I should do it my own way. If God has asked you to do it exactly as he has said, do it that way. If Simon had let down their nets, all the nets, they would have not had this kind of problem that they had. They had a massive abundance, so much that their net began to break. Anyways, at the end of the day, when these guys began to sink, Peter called for help. And at the end of the day, you know, the Bible says that Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And when they had brought out their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. I mean, I don't understand these guys. I mean, you can't have that kind of abundance. And at the end of the day, they were ready to forgo all of those things. The same God that blessed you with that thing, you are using that thing that he has blessed you with to run away from God. I've given that example before. God gave you a phone, and that same phone is now distracting you, is now pushing you away from God. God gave you a job, and because of that job, you can no longer pray. You know, these guys, despite the fact that God blessed them with that so much abundance, they were still ready to follow. They left everything, and they still followed Jesus Christ. So be careful so much that you don't allow the success that you pray for to become the trap that, you know, will push you away from God. I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Then we see that Jesus cleansed the leper. I mean, the story of how that Jesus was able to heal a man with leprosy. And I've said it many times, leprosy in those days is not something that we can really take for granted. A lot of people run. In fact, you don't want to touch a leper because it's so contagious. This man had probably not had anyone touching him for years, you know, but, you know, Jesus Christ was willing to touch him. You see, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am willing. Immediately the leprosy left him and he charged him and said, tell no one. Okay, that was after Jesus healed him. He touched him. The Bible says he put out his hand and touched him. You know, that's a show of compassion, a show of love. This is Jesus letting the man understand that it's not just about me healing you. It's about me letting you see that I love you. And that's what is most important. The fact that we can see the love of God even in the abundance or the blessings that he does for us. I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So please, whenever God blesses you, don't just see it like he's just blessing you. He loves you. He's doing it out of his love. It's not because he just wants to heal you. It's not just because he wants to bless you. It is because he first loves us. And that's very important. And we see the story of the paralytic man. I've said this before. These guys were amazing. I mean, the friends of this paralytic man. Jesus saw the faith. Verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out from the town of Galilee. Verse 18. Then, behold, men brought out on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven. You see, these guys went over and beyond for their friends. How many people have you really, you know, gone that far for? You know, try as much as possible to go over extra mile for your friends. Don't just give up because you said you've prayed for your friend and nothing is happening and then you stop praying for him or her. You need to keep pushing, keep praying. Keep praying irrespective of the hindrances, the distractions, the obstructions. Keep praying for that person. Keep interceding for that person. Go all out for the person like these guys. They went all out for the paralytic man. And Jesus saw their faith. So by your faith, God can heal another person with your own faith. You can have faith for someone. And by your own faith, God, he answered the prayers of that person. So it is important that we stand in gap for one another. And we see that what Jesus addressed here wasn't the sickness of the man. The first thing Jesus addressed was his sin. God is more interested in saving us from sin than sickness. As a matter of fact, sin is more dangerous than HIV/AIDS. It's very dangerous, you know. And that is the first goal of Jesus. He wants to save us from sin. So the first thing he addressed in the life of this man was that he healed him of sicknesses, of the sin. He said, your sins are forgiven. And then he healed his paralysis. We see the call of Matthew, the tax collector. Jesus told him, follow me. He left everything, rose up and followed Jesus. Verse 28. Amazing, guys. Verse 29 is where I'm going to. Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. So apparently, Matthew has been making a lot of money. A lot of money as tax collector. Please, whenever you're reading the Bible, try to get the picture. So I've been making so much money. I mean, I'm a rich man in the business I'm doing. And all of a sudden, let me give you another example. I'm in the United Kingdom currently. And then Jesus calls me. I'm sleeping. And then I had a dream. Or probably he just speaks to me directly while I'm praying that Emmanuel, pick up your bags and everything. Go to one village, I mean, where there is absolutely nothing. Don't take anything. Just follow me. Don't take anything. No money, nothing. Just follow me. And then go to this particular village. I want to use it there. You're not going there to come back after 2 weeks. You're going there forever. Because Matthew did not come back to become a tax collector. Well, even if I listened to Jesus, I listened to that call, and I decided to leave UK, which one is having a feast? These guys were amazing. Which one is having a feast because I'm even leaving my job? You know, these guys understood the fact that following Jesus is a greater reward. I mean, it's a bigger reward to really follow Jesus than, you know, staying with your businesses. They were willing to leave everything to follow Jesus, and they were excited about it. So much that Matthew was even ready to have a feast because he was leaving his job. More like he's doing sent forth for himself. You know, amazing guys. And let us learn from that. That nothing should be too much to give out for God. Nothing, no matter what that thing is, as long as God is asking that thing from you, God is saying, leave that particular thing, follow me. Let's be willing. And I pray that the Lord give us that grace to do this in Jesus' name. Finally, they accused Jesus's, disciples for not fasting. And, you know, we talked about fasting yesterday. So because of our time, basically, the instruction remains that fasting is super, super, super important. Very important. In this few verses, you know, Jesus wasn't talking about the fact that they should not fast. You know, he was also encouraging that the disciples, even if they are not fasting now, by the time he leaves, then they will fast. So fasting is super, super important. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will give us more and more understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.